Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's such a good listen. I love talking to Doug because Doug always makes me think, and he's got great perspective on everything. So that on Jim Larrañaga, who decided yesterday that he was done. He was done coaching college football, and he couldn't handle it anymore, and he couldn't handle all the NIL and all of that stuff that came with it. And he's just the latest coach that we have seen in all of the college athletics who are basically throwing their hands up in the air right now and saying, I can't do this. I can't handle this name, image, and likeness life. I can't handle the transfer portal. I can't handle all of this stuff. And all it sounds like to me when I hear this is a mix of whining and a mix of people who are so used to being the kings of the castle and are so used to having all the power and are so used to be able to hold these kids in their hands and crush them like nothing and could bury them on a bench and could say, no, I don't play freshman. I will recruit them, but I don't play freshman. I will play my upper class. You have to earn your way in. All of these old college basketball kings, essentially, are now living in a world where for the first time ever, their power is checked. There are checks and balances. And you're hearing all of these people used to having this power now have their power checked. Where all of a sudden, all the promises that were made in a living room by a coach, by a coordinator, by whatever, and they don't come true, now all of a sudden the kids can go, you lied to me in front of my face. And you lied to me in front of my parents. I'm out of here. Take care of yourself. And I don't need to find the anti-dialysis anymore. And I don't need to find all of the different ways in the past that we used to get out of this. I could just leave. I could just get out. Because I don't trust you. Because you lied to me. And you don't have my best interests in mind. You have your best interests in mind. And we have now turned this thought process into where it should have been for a long period of time. And especially in the basketball sense. I mean, good God, what was it? Krzyzewski, I think it was, forever refused to play freshman. I think Boeheim might have been in there as well until he started getting like Carmelo Anthony and those kind of guys along the way. But these coaches refused to play these freshmen. And then they had to adapt to the one-and-done rule. And they all whined and they all complained. And Krzyzewski, I'll never forget Krzyzewski being the one going, I'm not going to play this game. We're going to play juniors. We're going to play seniors. We're going to do all of this stuff. And then here comes Kyrie Irving. And then here comes Zion Williamson. And they basically throw their temper tantrum. And then all of a sudden are like, oh, well, all right, I guess I have to adapt. I guess if we're going to get the talent, this is how we got to do it. And I threw my temper tantrum and it didn't get me anywhere. So we got to adapt now. And I think what we're in the middle of right now is exactly what Doug laid out there, which is an old generation that was used to having a boatload of power, throw their temper tantrum, and a chunk of them are just going to retire. And a chunk of them are just going to get out of it because they're so used to this unchecked power life that they were living, where they had to answer to no one. I'll never forget when I was told that Alabama, and I've never been down to Tuscaloosa, but I was told Alabama, for every coach that wins a national title, they build a statue of them. And that every day Nick Saban would walk by a statue of himself to get to his office. If having a statue of yourself isn't unchecked power and the feeling of being a king, I give up. I give up. Because that would make me operate the same exact way Saban has been operating since he hung it up and decided to go to ESPN. Like, dude, I was a king. I had everything. We were winning. It was great. And now it changed. And I don't like it. And our social media mentions, powered by Scheiben Jeweler, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can send me a message at the Sports Feller on the artist formerly known as Twitter, if you so desire. If it's easier to send it at Talking Heads, we can make that work too. But Bob brings up a good point. He goes, I'm 5 years younger than Larrañaga. All generations go through this. Woody Hayes would complain the world is changing for the worse, and so will you at 70. Just keep that in mind. Bob, I do. I have that in mind. I have told many people in my life on a lot of different things that you need to keep me in check, because if I start turning into everything that I despise, then I need to be kept in check, and I will not like the man that I become. Because you're 100% right, and we all watch it with people that we care about. You know, you hit a certain point in life, and you can even see it in you know, parents as they get older, grandparents as they get older. They kind of half follow the fashion trends and follow the fashion trends, and then they just hit a certain point, and they're just like, forget it, this is what I'm wearing. Like, I don't care if it's not fashionable, it'll come back around. I'm wearing what I like, and I'm doing what I like, and this is how I'm going to operate because it's gotten me this far in life. And I get that. And I understand it from that regard. But it will just continue to make me laugh how all of these guys and all of these college coaches that you're seeing all over the place with the portal and everything else are losing it. And James Larrañaga is just the latest one of it. And he spoke yesterday at his press conference, retirement press conference. He was the former basketball coach now of Miami basketball, made the Final Four just a little bit ago, had this to say at his retirement press conference.
At this point, after 53 years, I just didn't feel like I could successfully navigate this whole new world that I was dealing with. Because my conversations were ridiculous with an agent saying to me, well, you can get involved if you're willing to go to $1,000,001. What? $1 million? And that be the norm? That was the norm. Like, you're talking to people that expect $1 million for playing college basketball. So for those guys, and God bless them, that can handle that, that can work through it, that the schools that can figure out a way to either put so much money to it or figure out a way that you can live with less. But I talk to a lot of my friends, and they're having all the same problems I'm having. How long they will last, it's anybody's guess.
I mean, to quote the great philosopher Dylan, the times they are a-changing, my friend. I mean, that's where we are. Like, this is the new norm, and frankly, this is what it should have been for a long time. And to hear a coach who, A, according to my quick Googling, made $2.5 million last year, complain about people asking for $1,000,001 to play for him is funny. And B, a guy who used the transfer portal to build a team that made the Final Four is funny. It's why you're seeing all these guys go out and hire these GMs. It's why you're seeing these coaches go do this model, and you're seeing Andrew Luck come back to Stanford to be the GM there, and you're seeing Michael Lombardi at North Carolina, and you're going to see more and more of this stuff along the way. And it's just to be like, you know, the middle guy so that we're not having these conversations in that way. And I love how Doug put it. Inside of the chaos, inside of this chaos is going to come a solution. And maybe that is the best way to go about it. Maybe that's the best way to look at it. But to hear Jim Larrañaga in that press conference go, oh, I can't do this anymore. It's like, how were you able to do it 2 years ago? Like, what? You got over it then. Why can't you do it now? I don't know. The whole thing is, it just feels like a lot of people who are so used to being in charge now are no longer in charge, and they're having a hard time understanding it. Kevin in Cuyahoga Falls, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course, man. A very happy holidays to you and the family.
And to you, and a happy new year as well.
You too.
Yeah, I agree with you. NIL and the portal both have changed all of NCAA sports, football, basketball, you name it. I mean, across the board. It's painted with a huge brush. And I do agree with you that the old-timey coaches who were used to, you know, going to recruits' house, sitting down and say, hey, I represent, you know, insert university, and that was good enough. Those days are way gone, right? Now you sit down, the kid's going to say, how much are you going to pay me? And some of these old coaches aren't used to that, right? And The other thing that's changed immensely, I mean, because of the portal is, you know, the old days of, and you know, you could think back up, you know, 9, 10, or more years ago, right? You could stash some kid, some A-plus recruit on, say, listen, kid, you'll get your turn later, but you're going to sit here for a year or whatever behind this guy because it's his turn now. Those days are way gone. Those days have sailed past. You know, these kids now know all it is I want playing time because, you know, the either NBA or NFL, whoever it is, they're watching all the games anymore, right? The ability The ability for a scout at the pro level to see basically every kid at every level is there. They can stream every game they want. So it really doesn't matter, you know, the marquee name, although there's still some out there, certainly I think have some weight, but literally kids are looking for playing time. You know, I want those minutes because I want to show what I can do on the field. So really it's come down to NIL and playing time. And if kids aren't getting what they want, they're moving and hopping. I mean, look at what Nick Saban did. He threw up his hands in the air when basically Jimbo Fisher said, hey, I got that guy from you because I outbid you.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks if you don't like it, but that's how it works.
Right.
And Saban said, I can't do it anymore because, you know, I can't compete with it. So any university, if that coach isn't integrated right now with his NIL team, I think that they're just going to get left way behind, and you're going to see those programs become basically meaningless if they don't integrate with their NIL teams, because that's what the world is we're living in now.
100%, Kevin. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you. And he's right. It's free market capitalism. It's really where we are in college athletics right now. It's full-blown free market capitalism. Everything else operates this way. Why not we hit this point too? These kids are independent contractors. They're looking at what's best for them and what's best for their family. 216-474-0092 at the Sports Feller on Twitter if you want to get a hold of me through this whole thing. We'll get into a little Cavs thoughts after this. I've been dying to talk some Cavs. I've been dying to talk a little hoops. Our buddy Brian Anderson will join us at noon. Kevin Stefanski, 1:30 today. Dan Menigan for Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.